AP number 308307.
Okay. Any of us, Elmas?
I have them.
Okay. Okay, we'll be ready. Yes, sir. Mr. Polk, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 1 second.
Mr. Polk, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I will be the panel chairman for this hearing, but just give me 1 second while we line up your hearing on our roster. Okay, sir, can you state your name and ADC number for the record?
I'm Sean Polk, 308-307.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 28, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
I've never seen a form. What form are you talking about? Let me double check, but there
is a form called a notification of board hearing, and you signed it on September 28, 2017, notifying me that there would be a revocation hearing today.
Yeah, I did sign
that. Okay, sir. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing this afternoon. They are, you cannot see us, but the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as your panel chairman. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Oliveri, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Polk and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Polk, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin the first phase by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in Okumba Razor Company as follows. Violation of condition 12B is demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer, by 10 o'clock a.m. on the next work day of your discharge from the Phoenix Oasis facility on May 1st, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Polk, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Polk's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Just 1 second, Mr. Polk, and we will continue with the second phase of the hearing. Okay, Mr. Polk, we're moving on to phase two. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we continue, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, We will come back to you momentarily for questions, Mr. Polk.
Okay.
Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Polk was released from the Department of Corrections on April 10th of 2017. He was arrested on September 1st of 2017 by Phoenix PD on an absconder warrant only, returned back to BOC custody that same day. He has 122 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on April 10th of 2018. Current convictions, 2012, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, and in 2015, escape second degree, 2 years. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-2, mental health score of a 1, and substance abuse score of a 2. There is no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has minimal disciplinary history. Other arrest, 1997, dangerous drug violation, Ohio, felony conviction, state prison. 1999, controlled substance violation, Pennsylvania, felony conviction, state prison. 99, theft, Pennsylvania, felony conviction, state prison. 2003, dangerous drug violation, Pennsylvania, felony conviction, state prison. 2004, dangerous drug violation, Pennsylvania, felony conviction, state prison. And also in 2004, controlled substance violation, Pennsylvania, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk level is a G5, V5.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Back to you, Mr. Polk. I'm going to go through a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you are released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residency at TLC in Phoenix, Arizona. In April 2017, you reported to the Northeast Parole Officer, Parole Office after being discharged from TLC. Residence options were discussed. And a residence was secured at Phoenix Oasis, 2218 East Polk Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Reported and established a residency. In May of 2017, notification was received from Phoenix Oasis that you'd been discharged due to use of methamphetamine and failure to obtain employment. According to Anthony Pfeffer, the program manager, you were directed on May 1st, 2017. Prior to discharge, to report to your assigned parole officer on the morning of May 2nd, 2017, you did not submit any other residential address to be investigated. We have no record of you working when you were on community supervision. Were you working at all, Mr. Polk?
No, sir.
Thank you, sir. You were also assigned to the Color of the Day program through TASC. You were responsible for one urine sample prior to absconding, which was negative. In April 2017, you referred to CHCHP for programming and attended your initial intake February 14, 2017. And you attended zero programs, missed two program groups prior to absconding. So I'll go back to the beginning here. It looks like that you were missing from community supervision for 122 days. Mr. Polk, what were you doing during that time?
I was visiting my son, and I was looking for employment, but I was pretty much scared to work because I was on the run, so I was just sitting idle.
Where were you visiting your son, sir?
Excuse me?
Where were you visiting your son?
Through my nephew.
Through your nephew?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, you said you were visiting your son?
Yeah, I was spending time with my son, because I knew I was coming back.
Where was your son living?
My son lives in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, okay. Why did you decide not to maintain contact with your parole officer?
Got nervous and just basically
hid. You were arrested by the Phoenix Police Department in September. What was happening when the police made contact with you? What caused the police to make contact with you?
I was riding a bike and it was like right as it was getting dark and these cops said I should have my light on. I didn't have my light on. So he stopped me by the bus light, by the parking light.
And I assume he checked your name and came up with a hit for your warrant?
Yes.
I have a curiosity, and that is that you spent a lot of time in the prison system in Pennsylvania, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Is the system here in Arizona much different than Pennsylvania?
Yes. A lot different.
It looks like that you had a, somewhere in here, I think there was a reference to methamphetamine.
Yes.
You had a, you used methamphetamine. Do you have a problem with methamphetamine or any ongoing issues with drugs?
Yes, sir, I do.
And what's your drug of choice, sir?
It's usually cocaine.
Have you received any drug treatment in the past?
I've been to rehab, Avenue House in Phoenix, Arizona. And I took classes while I was incarcerated in Pennsylvania.
Were those positive for you?
It worked for a while, but it's like, I don't deal with stress very well. It's usually, that's usually when I run back to using. But when I'm nervous or, you know, like back in the corner.
When's the last time you used methamphetamine, sir? Or any drugs?
When I absconded. While I was absconding and going.
What are your plans for dealing with your drug issue, sir?
I'm going to AA while I'm in here right now. I need to take some kind of drug courses do some kind of program to get my mind back to where I can function without going back to it, you know, and learn how to deal with stress and problems without using it.
So I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Polk, you mentioned a son. Do you have any other children?
I have a daughter.
And where's your daughter?
She's in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, okay. All right, thank you, sir.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay, Mr. Polk, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself in the interest of time management, but this is your hearing. So is there anything you would like to share with the board?
I would like another chance to see it on parole. And I'm not making excuses for what I did. I mean, I chose to make the mistake that I made, and I'm just asking for another chance to try to complete parole.
Thank you, Mr. Polk. The board is going into discussion now, especially with you being on the telephone and not seeing us on a video screen. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision to decide whether or not to return you to community supervision or to revoke. So if you'll just remain on the phone, the board's going to have a discussion, we'll come to vote, and we will come back to you shortly. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case in as much that Mr. Polk panicked. He absconded from community supervision for 122 days. And as we've learned in our follow-up, he also seemed to have a slip-up. I'm sorry, it's mentioned in the violation report, but according to the violation report, he had a positive for methamphetamine and was also having trouble finding work. So in short, I respect that Mr. Polk would like another chance, but I'm not finding him suitable for community supervision in as much as he absconded for such a long period of time, and I find that just a fundamental violation of the spirit of community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree with you, sir.
Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
I agree with you, sir, and I would also point out that there were repeated moves, you know, discharge from one facility, try another, discharge from there, kind of an inability to settle down. And then he himself admitted using meth while he was on supervision, and these are his words, I was on the run. So I also agree with you that he's not a good candidate for community supervision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse, and thank you for that great analysis. Based on information provided in warrant number 2017W1562, our discussion with Mr. Polk, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Polk was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, inasmuch as that he disappeared from community supervision for 122 days, as well as had a relapse with the use of methamphetamine, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Polk, your community supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about April 10th, 2018. We ask you not to take this as a negative that's really less than 6 months away. Upon the completion of your sentence, you'll be free and clear. There'll be no parole or community supervision officer looking over your shoulder. You'll be able to pursue your own interests. We do wish you a safe and productive return to the community, and we encourage you to take advantage of the remainder of your sentence to put together a plan for a safe transition, as well as any drug treatment that you may need. We encourage you to pursue whatever programming is available to you inside the Department of Corrections. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Polk.
Thank you.